A rich celebrity walks into a restaurant with his entourage. Immediately, the hostess spots him and runs to the kitchen to tell the owner that a celebrity is in the restaurant. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. Hurriedly, the owner rushes to greet the celebrity and seat him and his group at their best table. The chef makes an appearance at the table and offers to prepare a special meal for the group. And the waitress goes the extra mile to keep the water and wine glasses full and the service first class. The owner returns to the table to inform the celebrity that dinner was on the house tonight and that the owner had taken care of everything. A few hours later, the entourage leaves the restaurant. No bill, no tip for their amazing service. That same evening, at the alley door adjacent to the kitchen, a homeless family appears and appeals to the owner. Can you help us? Our family has nothing to eat. Can we have some of the leftover bread that was returned to the kitchen uneaten, or some leftover soup? The owner grows impatient. We have nothing to offer you. Please leave the alley before we have to call the police. And later, from a distance, they watch as bread and leftover food is carted to the dumpster as the restaurant is preparing to close for the night. This scene happens often in restaurants across the country, and this happens not only in restaurants. A celebrity is in town and wants tickets to the big basketball game that night. At the last minute, a pair of courtside seats are made available, and the celebrity is offered them for free. The person most financially equipped to pay watches the game for free, and yet a working-class father of two must pay $50 a seat for his family, not to mention the $10 beers and $6 Cokes. In James 2, we read about the sin of partiality. I'll bet you may have never heard of this sin. We as Christians are forbidden to hold the faith with partiality, but we do. It's incompatible with our Christian faith. James lists five things that are wrong with showing partiality, favoritism, and prejudice. In verse 1, he says that it's inconsistent if we adhere to the faith of Jesus. In verse 2, it says we become judges of who is and who isn't worthy. And that's not our job as Christians. In verse 5, we are asked to remember that God favored the poor to be rich in their faith. In verse 6, it says we dishonor the poor simply because of social or financial status. And in verse 9, we violate the law of love thy neighbor. Yep. Yet we are all guilty of partiality. We live in a society that puts way too much emphasis on celebrity, wealth, and fame, and not enough on loving thy neighbor, no matter their circumstances. Let's make an effort this week to downplay celebrity and concentrate on loving our neighbor, especially those in need. Let's be conscious of our sin of partiality. It's what Jesus asks of all of his followers. This is Tony Agnese.